Welcome into Coach Speak here on 95.7 KQWC, presented by Carl Otto of Webster City. Quinn Douglas here to kick off our Monday evening program. We're talking high school softball, and our first guest on the line is the head softball coach of the Webster City Lynx. Brad Van Deer joins us. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
So as we take a look here at the early going of this season, definitely it has been a challenging start to the year just in terms of the opponents you guys have played. You obviously opened up number one team in 4A in North Polk on the 27th of May. You can follow that up with a win over Clarion, and then you performed well on the offensive side, but with losses to Humboldt, Clear Lake, and then it was tight early on with St. Edmund before the Gales were able to pull away late. And just through the first few games of this season, you know, what have you seen from your team that you feel like you guys are ready to build off of?
Well, you know, just going back to last week in our game against St. Ed's, you know, like you said, our offense had been going pretty well up to that point, and then we just didn't have the timely hits against St. Ed's. But, you know, for most of the season, our bats have been pretty lively so far. Still trying to figure our way out defensively with five new starters and, you know, a new starting pitcher. That's kind of a tough thing, especially with, you know, having a couple of your top teams in the state on the schedule, which is good for us. But I like our grit. I think right now, I think the girls are showing that they're going to be gritty and they're going to try to make things happen and find different ways to compete in games until we can get our defense settled in.
And looking at those that have performed well here to start the season, too, that jumped off the page to me at the plate have been Brianna Barnifus and Chloe Savitsky, a pair of seniors. And obviously, you want your seniors to start playing their best ball right away as seniors at the start of the season. But just, you know, from those two in particular, what kind of growth have you seen from them? Maybe where they ended last year to where they picked up this year.
Yeah, I think, you know, with Chloe, she's always been, you know, a tough out with her speed and her ability to get the bunts down, but that really hasn't been her game this year so far up to this point. She's been putting the bat on the ball and getting on base that way. Just her growth in the off season of taking on that next role of I'm going to do more than, you know, play small ball with her, and that's been a nice start for her. And then Brianna's she's been consistent through her high school career. She's, you know, doesn't do anything flashy, just she sees the ball well and doesn't seem to get phased when things don't go her way. So I think just that consistency she's had at the plate has been good for us.
And you talked about, you know, five new starters defensively, a new pitcher in Ja'Kayla Cherry. And Ja'Kayla, obviously, with a very tall task coming in, trying to replace a Delaney Barkfried, who was so good for a number of years for your program. And, you know, early on, Ja'Kayla's had moments where she's looked very good, and then other moments, obviously, where she's probably looked like someone stepping into that role for that number one role for a first time. And what have you seen from her that has stood out to you so far?
Well, I like her mindset right now. She's, you know, she's kind of taken on that role of the number one pitcher, and, you know, early on it maybe thought maybe too much pressure on her shoulders to try to perform and do what Delaney did the last few years, and that's, you know, that's going to be hard to replace if ever we can replace that. So I think just the way she can bounce back and you know, let the struggles happen and learn from the struggles and try to figure out where her best location is to get batters out, and as she gets into the season and figures that stuff out, she's gonna be just fine. It's just, you know, learning what pitches she has that are kind of her best as far as, you know, do I throw up in the zone, down in the zone, am I gonna throw off speed or that kind of stuff. And Chloe Savitsky's doing a great job of being behind the plate and keeping things going for her. So I think as the season goes, she's going to start figuring that out, and that's only going to make us, you know, more competitive here down the road.
And as we take a look at that schedule coming up, you start getting into a pretty busy slate, especially this week. Obviously, opening up tonight with Algona and NCC action. You've got, you know, three NCC games to start your week tonight against Algona, Wednesday night at Hampton, Thursday night you're at Iowa Falls, and then, you know, Friday host Carlisle, and then Saturday, obviously, a big day with the Lynx invite, which will now be renamed the Dave Hilton Classic. And just looking at the schedule this week, and well, you know, what's maybe the number one thing you're most excited about going into this week with, you know, a conference-heavy schedule to start the week, and then obviously a big weekend for the program as a whole.
Right. I just, you know, I'm excited after, you know, Friday we got beat 9-1, and that was tough. We gave up a couple long balls, but we competed pretty well. I thought our defense was as good as it's been all year. We made some incredible plays, took some hits away from them. So I'm just excited to see if we can match that same intensity we came out with against, you know, St. Edmund, and then, you know, find the timely hits to score some runs. But, you know, it's a long season, and I think every day these girls are figuring out their roles and where they fit into the equation, and you know, just another week of, you know, being competitive. That's what's exciting for us right now.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and good luck this week beginning tonight against Algona.
All right, thank you.
That was Brad Mandier, the head softball coach of the Webster City Lynx, here on our Coach Speak program, brought to you by Carl Otto of Webster City. We're back after this on 95.7 FM.